Mr. Ray, that's right, Mr. Ray. He'd fix our shoes for us. And then the Frack and Cream. Frack and Cream was part of the butter factory, I'd say. Because that was the butter factory. And I remember they'd come there with a big lorry and a thing coming out, like a pipe coming out of it, and they're putting all the stuff, but we used to call it butter. And then we murdered them because they spilt any of the wheat skis. You know? Wheat skis. So butter factory was there years and years. Like we had O'Gorman, which I worked in. So on the captain O'Gorman. And Mr. O'Gorman himself was the boss. Then all the men were down. And what fascinated me more is when I was in there first, they were all drinking out of jam jars of water. They made tea or anything. They were drinking all out of jam jars. I was fascinated here. I see, I was very young going to O'Gorman's. My sister worked there too. 15 only, I'd say.
Yes, yeah.
You know, my sister worked there as well. And a machine.
It was all hats from it.
All hats and caps.
Yes.
Because the cap came in, you know, the peak cap,
yes,
where it had to be stitched.
Right.
So they used to be stitched, but then they got a new thing of stitching.
Yeah.
So I was one of the stitchers, so that's how I became a very good stitcher, I think.
Yes.
Stitching all the caps, no problem.
Yes.
And one little mistake, and it'd be brought back to you.
And it just burned up, didn't it?
It burned down there only a few years ago.
Yes.
And I don't think it ever reopened anymore.
Yes.